I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Wonderful Wednesday edition of the program rolls on. Brett McMurphy from the Action Network joins us in 40 minutes talking college football for the weekend, including Georgia and Florida. Game of whatever you prefer coming up in 20 minutes. Power hour, final hour of the show. All our bets for tonight. World Series Game 2, Bills NHL, and myself and Ken on all 10 games in the National Basketball Association. But right now on the show, ready to join us, as he does each and every Wednesday, live on the Roman guest line, one of our absolute favorites. That's Odyssey Sports NFL insider, the great Brian Baldinger. You can also check out Brian, a.k.a. Baldy. I want to, like, rewrite this copy, by the way. Like, it'd just be Baldy everywhere. Like, no Brian, Baldy. You can also hear Baldy with Jason LaCanfora on Baldy's Breakdowns, with new episodes out every week. Just search Baldy on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcast. Baldy, welcome back to You Better You Bet. Nick and Ken, BetQL, wonderful Wednesday. How you doing, my friend?
I'm good. I was, you know, I'm just listening to what you said. I think my mother is the only person that calls me Brian in the whole world right now. I think it's just, I answered the Baldy pretty good. So I think that's kind of where we're at right now with this thing. So I'm with you.
Sure. Baldy, I know, I think the first time we literally like ever had you on the show, and this is true with like anybody we have on the first time that has a nickname, I'll be like, Brian, or like Mr. Baldinger, like, what do you think about Brad? Try to be as polite as humanly possible. Now it's just Baldy. That's good. Obviously, a lot of games we want to hit on the board with you. I want to start with Thursday Night Football. And, you know, I'm not saying, you know, film analysis can tell us what the Packers can do without Devontae Adams and Alan Lazard. Like, we haven't seen them play a game like this before with these two guys potentially missing Thursday Night Football against Arizona. But the spread in this game, Baldy, is really fascinating. So we don't think we're going to see those two receivers for the Packers. The Cardinals are now almost a touchdown favorite over Arizona, or over Green Bay, rather, and Aaron Rodgers. So kind of what are your expectations for the Green Bay offense maybe on Thursday night? And what do you make of that number, Arizona favored by about a touchdown?
Well, you know, I've seen Aaron Rodgers win. You know, he's him and Matt LaFleur. They're 31-7 over the last 3 years. It's the best record in the NFL over the last 3 years. And I've seen them win plenty of games without Devontae Adams. They went to New Orleans week 3 last year without Devontae, and he threw touchdowns to Lazard and, you know, Robert Tonyan. I think he could do a lot, but I think if Lazard's down and Devontae's down, I think they're very limited. I know Aaron Jones can do stuff and Tanya can do some things. I think they'd be really limited. And that's not even to say what Arizona's offense can do. I've only seen one game this year where they looked like they were just a little bit stopped, and that was against San Francisco a couple weeks ago. But I think this offense is full speed ahead. I know they're without their center, Rodney Hudson, but they just have too many options right now, and they run the ball too good. They run the ball – the third amount of most times in the league right now. They spread you out to just gas you with Chase Edmonds and James Conner. I think that line's only going to go up between now and tomorrow night.
Wow. Yeah, the Cardinals right now at Bet Rivers sitting a 6.5-point favorites. Baldy, just one more follow-up question on this, and I don't know if you saw this because this just came down a couple of minutes ago. I don't know if it changes the way you view the game. J.J. Watt's been ruled out, not going to play with the shoulder injury for the Cardinals. I think that came down literally in like the last like 10 minutes, in case you didn't know that before this next question, because I want to ask you about the total of this game, which is 50.5. And Ken and I have been kind of thinking like, okay, what's Green Bay going to do right without Devontae Adams and likely now without Alan Lazard? You know, they've got Aaron Jones. They've got A.J. Dillon. Offensive line is like close to full strength here. Maybe they just keep it on the ground. And this is one of those like ruthlessly efficient Packers offensive games where they hold the ball the whole game. We know that Cliff can be conservative in big moments here. Like, how do you see the game flow playing out? Is this going to be a high scoring game? You think Packers going to play keep away? How do you see that part of it playing out? Again, the total here is 50.5.
Well, I like Arizona's defense, you know, with or without J.J. Watt. Now, he's played really well, but, you know, they've been playing without Chandler Jones the last few weeks, and you haven't even noticed it. Marcus Golden has had 4 sacks and 2 forced fumbles in his replacement. He's a guy that's had double-digit sacks before. Michael Dogby has started for him, you know, and he wasn't active for a bunch of weeks, and he's played really well. I like this defense. I know that Aaron Jones can run it, and you know, they got Elgton Jenkins back, and, you know, Turner goes back to right tackle. And you're right, they're close to full strength up front. But I don't think that's going to be enough. I think this is, I don't think 50 is a number that's going to be hit by these two teams in this game.
It makes a lot of sense. I think Nick and I might be on the same page in that one, Baldy. If we turn the page to Sunday, a couple interesting games would love to go over with you. I think Tampa Bay, New Orleans, especially fascinating because we've seen Tampa Bay play, you know, some teams in the bottom half of the league. And in basically all of those games, same recipe, right? Like get out to a really big lead, then establish the run with Fournette. The pass rush has been excellent against, you know, Jacoby Brissett and Justin Fields and some of these, you know, kind of below average quarterbacks that we have in the NFL. Now a totally different test, right? On the road at New Orleans, team that just won on Monday night. Maybe the offense is still a little limited, but really a fascinating divisional matchup. Tampa Bay right now, a 5.5-point road favorite. What do you make of Brady and company in New Orleans?
I'm going to be there on Sunday. I'm looking forward to it. You know, and the Saints won both games in the regular season last year. Then the Bucs beat them in the postseason. But, you know, the Saints, they just look challenged offensively. I mean, we saw them against Seattle, and Seattle's got a good run defense. But, I mean, it was all Kamara, and there wasn't a whole lot else, you know, in that offense right now. And so, you know, I watched Tom Brady play against the Bears last week, and honestly, he could just wear the same uniform as he wore last week. They don't even have to wash it. I mean, he never hit the ground. Not once did he hit the ground in that game against Chicago. The offensive line is really, really good. And look, I know that there's a great game within the game with Marshawn Lattimore, Mike Evans. That'll get heated up. You know, Lattimore's won a lot of those matchups, but there's just too much firepower in Tampa right now. If you don't move Tom Brady and affect Tom Brady, I mean, he's gonna just put up unbelievable numbers like he's doing. And I think the Saints' defense is a lot better than Chicago's. So I think they could do some things. But I just don't think, like, their pass rush is good enough. I know they got a blitz game, and they'll probably change it up on him quite a bit. But I think Brady feels pretty good like he did in that playoff game going into New Orleans and taking this game pretty handily.
Baldy, I can't believe I'm asking about this game, but I feel like you're the perfect person to ask this question to, given your status, given that you played at the highest level, you've been in these locker rooms. And that's the Buffalo Bills sitting as nearly a 2-touchdown favorite over Tua Tagovailoa and the Miami Dolphins. So Buffalo's a 13.5-point favorite. The total here is 49.5. We know that Buffalo killed them in week 2, 35-0 in South Beach, but obviously Tua gets hurt early. Jacoby Brissett comes in for the remainder of that game. Now, there are some reports out there that the Dolphins and Texans could be nearing a trade to bring Deshaun Watson to Miami. Obviously, like, we kind of don't need to get into that and like all the legal brouhaha brewing there, of course, with Deshaun Watson. More of just like a conversation about what that does to a locker room, what that could do to Tua Tagovailoa, who literally says today to the assembled news media, "I don't not feel welcome," AKA, "I know the team doesn't want me here now." They're 2-touchdown dogs against Buffalo. Buffalo creamed them earlier in the year. What kind of Dolphins performance do you think we'll see on Sunday in Western New York for a team whose season is circling the drain?
Well, I mean, if you just go back to week 17 last year with the Dolphins having a chance to go to the playoffs if they could beat the Bills, the Bills put up 56 points on it. Then week two, they put up 35. They scored 91 points the last two times they played the Dolphins. You know, and everybody's carving up the Dolphins right now. Tom Brady, I mean, I think he liked Brian Flores. Otherwise, he could have put up 60 against the Dolphins a couple weeks ago. Like, I just don't see them stopping anybody. The Bills have had a week off here after, you know, losing to the Titans. I'm sure they're going to be focused as heck. Oh, heck, I know 13.5 is unusually high in the NFL, especially for a division game. But I, regardless of all the winds that are swirling around the quarterback in Miami, and it has since the day they drafted him, but to me, this is about the Bills' offense and what they're capable of doing. And, I haven't seen the Dolphins stop them yet in these games.
Baldy, another really interesting game on Sunday in the AFC South, Tennessee and Indianapolis. Nick and I have talked about this game a bunch already because it doesn't seem like there's a consensus opinion on who bettors want to bet in the game. Each team has been favored in the last couple of days. It's basically a pick 'em. Tennessee -1 in a couple of places, Indianapolis -1 in a couple of places. So really kind of a coin flip either way in terms of the betting market. How do you see Tennessee and Indianapolis playing out?
I think it's, I think it's a coin flip, and that's kind of how Vegas sees it right now too. The one thing, Indianapolis, they played Sunday night in the rain. You know, they're going to have some heavy legs. It's a short week for them, all that kind of stuff. They do get the Titans at home, but if you look at how Tennessee is turning this season around, what they did to the Chiefs was unbelievable. How they took them apart, they made them look like an ex-champ that is just washed up last week. But they're capable of doing that when your whole focus is geared to stopping Derrick Henry. And so they call a pop pass, a Tim Tebow pop pass for a touchdown with them. And, they fake to him and Tannehill just jogs into the end zone for a touchdown. I mean, if you're just geared up to stop Derrick Henry, which you have to do, you're giving up other areas of the field. Like, and then if you look at Tennessee's defense, they've got a legitimate front four right now with Harold Landry and Bud Dupree and Danico Autry and Jeffrey Simmons to get after Carson Wentz. A legitimate front four. They didn't have to blitz at all last week to Patrick Mahomes. And so, I like the way Tennessee is playing football. They're one of the few teams in this league right now that honestly could say, I know exactly who we are. We are a Derrick Henry-led football team. We're going to build everything around him. And that's kind of who they are. They know it. And Vrabel knows it. And I think they're going to be a tough out here for Indianapolis this week.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Couple more minutes here with Brian Baldinger, Odyssey Sports NFL Insider, on with Nick Costos, Ken Barkley. You better, you bet. BetQL on a wonderful Wednesday. Baldy, I've been trying to think about what the hell Nick Sirianni was talking about at his press conference earlier today on Wednesday with the flower analogy. I mean, I guess it like kind of makes sense, but like he meanders so much. It's like difficult to listen to and difficult to watch this team on Sundays. Eagles have an opportunity to get back on track here. 3.5-point road favorites in Detroit this weekend. So again, Philly -3.5 in Detroit, total 48.5. Bounce back spot for the Eagles. Can they win this game by 4 and cover the spread?
I listened to that press conference today too, and I heard that analogy, and I was thinking, if I was in that room right now, what would I do? Would I honestly believe this? Like, that's if I was a player. Like, on the outside, I definitely don't believe it, because they've got the worst goal line offense I've ever seen. They can't score from a yard out, no matter how many times you give them an opportunity. You know, they're a team that puts up points in the fourth quarter, which could make it close, or maybe they could win it. But I like what Detroit did last week to the Rams. I like the onside kick. I like the fake punts. I like how they compete. I think they're – like, I've been on a team that was 0-7 before. It stinks. Like, you don't even want to go, like, outside to get gas in your car. Like, you don't want to be seen. I think this is the game that they can beat the Eagles. They just can. The Eagles' defense right now is giving up 75% completion percentage, the worst in the history of the NFL right now to quarterbacks. I think Detroit gets a win this week. I don't see the Eagles winning this game.
Baldy, another interesting game on Sunday, and we'll ask you about Sunday Night Football as well. But before we do that, this New England Chargers game, I think really interesting. Obviously, the chess match between Belichick and Brandon Staley, kind of like one of the up-and-coming head coaches, obviously, in the NFL. Interesting point spread, too, with the Chargers a 5.5-point home favorite over Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots. Any thoughts on Patriots-Chargers and what we might expect on Sunday?
Well, I know that they played last year, and the Patriots took them apart. I mean, it was just a terrible defeat. The Patriots... like, I know the record isn't very good, but they are unbelievably competitive in almost every single game. And Mac Jones is getting over the hump. It's happening. And defensively, they give everybody, including the Cowboys, they give them all fits. Like, this is going to be tough for the Chargers. I know they're coming off a bye and a disappointing loss, a few weeks ago. But and the Patriots, I think they could keep this game really close. Like, I think... you know, if I was the team, I wouldn't mind taking the points of the Patriots in this game.
Baldy, we got about 30 seconds to go here. I'd love your take. Sunday Night Football, it's going to be an awesome one in Minnesota. The Cowboys are road favorites right now in Minnesota. Ken and I both kind of like Minnesota a little bit here. Dallas, a 1.5-point favorite. The total is sky high, 54.5. Both of these teams coming off the bye. What do you see happening Sunday night, Dallas at Minnesota? Dallas, a short favorite, in about 30 to 45 seconds that we have remaining.
Kings in this game. You know, they're... for the first time, they're completely healthy. Darisol's in at left tackle right now. Dalvin's healthy. They got the emergence of this K.J. Osborne as a third option to throw it to. Defensively, like, Mike Zimmer's got the whole band back. Danielle Hunter, Everson Griffin, Anthony Barr, they're all there. And so I think the 54.5, like, I see this thing, you know, played in the 30s. I see both offenses going up and down the field. But, you know, the Vikings have won the last two games in overtime and in the final seconds in a field goal against Detroit. This is the best team they've played. But I think, you know, a bye week for both teams, they'll both be rested and healthy. I like the Vikings to shock the Cowboys here this week.
Baldy, outstanding stuff, man. We love having you on. You better, you bet. Hope you have an awesome time in New Orleans. What are you going to go eat in New Orleans this week? Like last question, about 10 to 15 seconds. I'm a big Cafe Du Monde guy. I love the sandwiches there. What are you most excited to eat in New Orleans if you get the opportunity to do that?
I'm just going to restaurant hop. I'm just going to eat until I can't walk back to my hotel. I'm just going to go to the Raw Bar. I'm going for, you know, for fish sticks. You know, I'm going to crack my own oysters. I mean, I'm just going to go from one place to another. Brennan's here. I'm just going to pop around the city and eat something at every single place.
You are a living legend, man. Check out Cochon, Cochon Butcher is the best sandwich place I've ever been to in my entire life. Baldy, enjoy New Orleans. Enjoy the games this week. We look forward to having you on You Better, You Bet next week, my friend.
All right, guys. You bet. I'll talk to you next week.
That's the great Brian Baldinger joining us here on You Better, You Bet. On the
what a
Orleans.
Life.
That's fine. Yeah. He's Paul Bunyan.
In New Orleans.
Do you think he looks in the mirror and like, I'm a flower like the Eagles did? Sirianni, man, what a joke. Whatever you prefer, coming up next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.